Now, one thing that I get real excited about is your tour, where you kind of have the entire Lansing area or the greater Michigan area come and view ponds in the neighborhood. Are we going to be doing that this year?
Unfortunately, this particular year we've decided not to, partly due to the economic issues going on right now and the fact that it does take a great deal of energy and time to put together a proper pond tour. In the last several years, there's been so many of them from other groups and organizations that this year, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say that, we're not actually having a pond tour.
Okay.
But on the other hand, we will be manning a booth, I believe, at the Tourists in Your Own Town this summer, at not only at Bruce's, but also at the Lansing Community College Pond, which we helped develop that.
So come up with another creative way of getting out there and getting the word, and then you're going to be putting more effort to having these clubs at various people's ponds.
Correct. Plus, anyone can come at any time to any of our meetings and check with us as far as where the next meeting takes place and come to see the members' ponds.
Jeff,
that's a great way to do it.
Let me ask you this question. How many people are there in your club, and how many people in mid-Michigan actually have ponds and river systems and these different types of setups in their property?
That is a great question as far as how many in the mid-Michigan area. That I guess I'd have to defer to somebody that might be more of an expert on that than myself. I know a lot of people have them, and we don't even realize it because from the front of the house, you're not actually able to see that. Our own membership, I believe right now we have somewhere between 50 and 60 members. And they come from all over the state, as far down as far as Jackson and from quite a wide county area here.
The group is definitely a great community of people. I've been there, and they've been very, very welcoming. So anybody out there that wants to get involved and learn more about koi and water gardens, definitely this is the organization. There's nothing else like it in the area, and you really want to kind of check it out.
Jeff, when it comes to the different kinds of systems that people build, how many people are just really not even interested in the fish per se, but are just interested in more the waterfall system or the very interesting water plants that you can put in? Because when you're talking about a water garden, you're not necessarily just talking about fish. There's other aspects to it, correct?
I'm sure that's true. In fact, I've seen some people will do small ponds like on a porch or in a large barrel or an urn or something of that sort. But my experience has been that once people get into having ponds, they think, something's missing. And that missing factor would be the fish. Actually, I have to say, I don't believe there's been anyone in our group that I've been to their house who has not had fish. It's just part of the whole ambiance of having a pond in your backyard is having the fish, and especially the koi. The koi are so colorful and become so friendly. I mean, if your koi are used to you being there and feeding them, they'll come right up and feed out of your hand. At my previous home, I had a pond, and I would simply go out on the little dock that I had that went across it and tap my foot, and they would all come running. Most people will find that when they walk up to the pond, fish know that it's you as opposed to a predator. Like, say, if my dog comes walking by, they come up and are waiting to be fed.
Jeff, is there a way, if people are interested in attending a meeting or getting in contact with you, is there a website that they can go to get information?
Yes, there is. That would be www.lansingpondclub.org. And we actually are in the process of creating a new website, new and improved, so there will be a change in that. But also, they could get a hold of us through Pruce Animal House and Rick Pruce.
Okay. And if people don't know how to get in touch with Rick, then we'll have to figure that out. The good news is they know they can hear him here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Thank you. We've been talking with Jeff Fenn, the president of the Capital Area Koi and Water Garden Club. Rick, that's it for this week's show. We hope that all of you will join us next week at 11 a.m. for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. This is Lee Cohen on behalf of Rick Pruse, hoping you have a great week, and gosh darn it, take care of your pets.